Thank you for seeing me, doctor. I need some help. You're highly recommended as a therapist for the kind of problem I have. What kind of problem? You want me to say it, right? I think I'm a sex addict, a nymphomaniac. Well, yes, hypersexual does sound a little bit better. It's still the same thing, though, isn't it? Yes, I guess less pejorative. Either way, I think about sex all the time. I've had at least 100 partners in the last year, and sex with someone nearly every day. Yes, men and women, I don't care. All I want is a cock or a tongue or fingers. I'm constantly on the lookout for a pretty face, a girl wearing a flirty skirt, or a guy. Almost any guy at all. Yes, even you, doctor. I've come here for help, but I'm sitting here wondering what's in your pants. Yeah, I know what's in your pants. But I'm wondering what it's like. Is it long or short? Thin or girthy? How would it taste? How would it feel in my mouth? How would it feel inside me? How would it feel for you to be on top of me, sweaty and grunting and pounding me, my legs in the air? How good it would feel to come, no matter how many times I've already come today. I like the feeling of skin on skin, the warmth of a body, the naughtiness of a new conquest. But mostly I want to come and come until I've exhausted myself and can't come anymore. Yes, I've taken on groups of men and women at the same time. Often I'll ask someone I'm with if they can call their friends and have them come over so I can fuck them. I've been in gangbangs, at house parties, strip clubs. I've fucked in bathrooms, dirty alleys, on park benches and cars. I once had 5 golfers at my father's country club. Yes, one of them called me the 19th hole. Another one called me the US Open. I liked it. I'll sit there at a bar and fuck the first guy that comes to buy me a drink. Then when I'm done with him, I'll go back to the bar and do it again. I don't think I've ever bought a drink. When there's no one else to fuck, I fuck the bartender in the storeroom. I'm his favorite customer. Yes, of course those thoughts intrude on me. It's hard for me to work because all I can think about is what the people around me look like naked. I have to bring at least 3 changes of panties to work with me. On my lunch hour, I eat in 5 minutes, then get myself off in the ladies' room. Or have a quickie with a fuck buddy I have in the mailroom. So, yes, I'm always thinking about my next fuck. Like a starving person thinks about their next meal. I can't resist. I can't even think straight most of the time. All I want is sex, to seduce whoever is with me. Yes, even you. How would I do it? There's an easy question. As you could probably tell, I thought of that long before I got here today. I put on this little flousy skirt and a crop top, with some underboob so you know I'm not wearing a bra. I'm wearing the tiniest thong. I imagined warm hands moving up my legs and into my wet panties. I wondered if you'd be easy or hard to get. How would I get you? Same as everyone else. I'd start by crossing and uncrossing my legs, like this. I'd make a show of pulling down on my hem, but I'd leave it high, see? I pretend to have an itch high on my thigh and watch your eyes follow my finger. That's when I know I'd had you. Then, when I was sure you wanted to see, I'd open my legs just enough to keep your eyes there, like this. Why, doctor, I see what you're looking at, and I see I have your full attention. In fact, I think I see a salute in your pants. Ah, sorry, I must be mistaken. There must be some other reason for your open mouth, your glazed eyes, and that tent in your khakis. Not a pup tent either, if you know what I mean. Okay, I understand. You are completely uninterested in my body. You weren't wondering at all how your cock would feel in my hot mouth, or tight pussy, or in my ass. I'd do that too. So I guess it's okay with you if I run my finger along the underside of my breasts, like this, and it doesn't matter if my nipples are poking through this thin top, or that my legs are wide open, and I think my thong is wet. Can you tell? No? Well, I want to know, so I'll just sneak a couple fingers inside and see. I am wet. I thought so. Smells good. Here, have a sniff. Stay where you are. I'll come to you. Oh, come on. No need to turn away. Humor me. Take a nice long sniff. Good, isn't it? Straight from the pickle barrel. You want me to sit down? Okay, why don't I just sit on your lap? That way we don't have to talk so loud. That's much better. Are you comfy like this? No? Well, let's see if I can make it a little better. I'll just reach in and... Don't struggle. You'll hurt yourself. Oh, there it is. Oh, doctor. You're a big boy, aren't you? It must have killed to have that thing trapped in your pants. No need to thank me. That's what you meant by that's enough, isn't it? Yes, I want to get off. Not just off your lap. I'm going to whip off this top. Doctor, I'm afraid I can't hear you with your face in my tits. Nice, aren't they? You seem a little calmer now. That's good. You like the gusset of my little thong rubbing against your stiff cock? Feels nice to me. I'm feeling a little better myself. Let me move this stupid gusset to the side and sit, down on it. Oh, fuck, that's what I want. Don't tell me this is wrong. Your job is to make me feel better. And right now I feel so much better. Look down between my legs, straddling you. See where your cock is. Sometimes it's a sweet, innocent pussy, just minding its own business. But most of the time, it's a cunt, ravenous for anything that comes near it. It's so demanding, but so much fun. Yes, I can see you're having fun too. Bite my nipples while I ride you. Fuck, I'm so juicy. I feel myself making a mess on your trousers. Why don't I take them off you? Oh no, doctor, we can't stop now. You haven't been in my mouth yet. Believe me, you don't want to miss this. You're a recovering sex addict? Oh, doctor, I guess there's no such thing as recovery, is there? See that? I took your whole cock and licked your balls at the same time. Want more? I thought you would. No coming yet. I'm not going home with wet panties and nothing to show for it. I want to lie on your couch like a psych patient in the movies. First, I want to get out of this skirt and this soaked thong. Keep the heels on? Yes, Daddy. Now climb on board, and you're about to have the ride of your life. Ah, fuck, I love the feeling when the cock goes in. I'm so squishy. Dr. Daddy, you're having a good time now, aren't you? I guess you are. Do it, Daddy. Fuck that hole. Pound it. Give it to me. Break me. Don't stop. Don't you, dear. That's what I want. I'm so close. Oh, fuck. Shit. Oh, that's so good. Now pull out. No. I'm not leaving you high and dry. I'm gonna turn over. Ass up, head down. Pretty good view, right? Oh, my asshole is wet. I want you to slide into it. Yes, I want you to fuck my ass while I play with my clit. Yes, I do it all the time. It's there for anyone who wants it. Think of it as scientific research. Oh, that's good. Oh, feel that little pop when the head goes in? Push. Keep pushing. No, it doesn't hurt. It feels good. Oh, so give it to me. Fuck that ass. Unload into it. Why did you push my hand away from my clit? Oh, you wanna do it? Oh, fuck. It's so much better that way. Oh, you dirty, deprived ass-fucking pervert. I love it. I love your cock, your finger. I'm gonna come again. Now it's your turn, Daddy. Come in that tight asshole squeezing you. Do what you want. You won't hurt me. I love it. There it is. I knew you had it in you. Now it's in me. No, don't pull out yet. Rest for a minute. Oh, you can lie on me. Lie on your elbows. I like that little kiss on my neck. Okay, pull out when you're ready. Oh, good. But now I feel so empty. You can keep the panties. You can hang them with your diploma. I have two more in my bag. But now I feel like I want to go commando. With your dirty cum dripping down my legs. Well, I see our time is almost up. I'm gonna get dressed and scram. No, I really do like cum in my ass. But thanks for the offer. So, bye-bye, Dr. Daddy. You're a terrible psychiatrist, but a great fuck. I'll see you next week.